Okay, welcome to Ask the Mayor. Thanks for doing this again for the month of May. It's nice to be up here again. I see some of the area schools having graduation now, perhaps more to come in the next few weeks. Of course, there's IUK too and Ivy Tech. What's the mayor's message to the recent graduates out there in Kokomo?
Well, first would be congratulations. And but mainly, I try to encourage our young people to go out, explore the world, whether they go, you know, find their career early, you know, serve our country, go off to college, go and learn as much as you can about other places and bring those ideas eventually back to Kokomo once you're ready to establish your roots. So it's pretty consistent, but I think it's what we want people to do, to see how we can improve things.
Is it possible for graduates to come back to Indiana if they're going out to maybe go to school, or maybe now they're finishing their degree, to find good jobs in their hometowns, including Kokomo?
Yeah, I think it is. I think there are those opportunities. I try to remind people most jobs are service oriented, whether it be in the healthcare field or in real estate, finances, what have you. And so those jobs depend on having a large population base. You know, we study those population trends, and although our state is not growing at quite the pace as the national average, and only about a third of Indiana counties are growing, Kokomo's holding its own, and we want people to come back, and we need to make sure we have a product, a nice product for them to come back to.
I see the Kokomo Mantis held their opener a week or so ago and just had a game last night.
Had one last night. They've had two already.
Two. What's the response been like?
I think the response has been very well. I went to the first one, and not really having any guess as to what's going to happen. Had well over 500 paid people in attendance. I don't know the numbers for last night, but I do know they are undefeated. They knocked off both the St. Louis Lions and the team from Winnipeg, and they won both games. One was 2-0 and 4-0, so two shutouts so far. And that's a very prominent league. The PDL league is it's a great minor league feeding. Feeder league, and we have Winnipeg, Chicago, St. Louis, Des Moines, Dayton in our division, as well as Thunder Bay in Canada. So it's nice to have that kind of that culture, and those people from those communities come here for games.
Well, and the popularity of soccer is really growing too. Are you seeing people, and maybe it's too early to say, I know there's only been two games soccer, but we can say this about baseball too. Yeah. Are you seeing people coming in from outside of Howard County too?
At the first game we did, we actually saw some teams from other counties that were there in mass wearing their uniforms. So that's what we're hoping for. We had competitions, the opportunity to try out for the team, and they only had a handful of people from Indiana that tried out, and none of them made the cut. So big outside influence on this team here in Kokomo.
And then, of course, what you're hoping, and I'm sure what you're seeing, is those fans that come in from outside of Kokomo too are spending their money, they're staying downtown, they're parking, they're eating.
Right. That's what we're hoping for, that eventually, we hope that they, at least on the first time or two, they explored the city a little bit, and if they haven't been here in a few years, hopefully they see a big difference.
I just drove through downtown. It looks great. It looks like you had a downtown beautification day that involves local residents volunteering to help spruce everything up. How much would the city have to pay if you didn't have all those volunteers?
There were over 60 volunteers that showed up on Saturday. Most of them worked plus or minus 4 hours or so. And these are people, it was a lot of businesses, community groups, and some individuals as well. But they also do the original basket plantings in the spring, where they go out to the nursery, do the plantings, put the bulbs in the planters, and then we wait and hang them like we did last weekend. So.
I also see the Historical Society is hosting an open house later this week at Cyberling Mansion. They're announcing a campaign to raise money to replace the roof. About $500,000. Now, you're from here.
Yep.
How important is that landmark, and to help save that landmark to this area?
It's very important. That building was the original Indiana University Kokomo campus. That and the Elliott House next door to it, and then they had two carriage houses that were two stories, both next to each other, and that housed IUK until they moved to their current location just south of downtown. And I think the around 1963, 1965. And so it's very important, and it was restored after it sat empty for a few years back in the late 60s, early 70s, was completely restored. It now houses the Howard County Museum. And so it is a landmark, and I'm glad that it's a very expensive. They're going to I think the building is 125 years old, has the original slate roof, has had some patchwork done to it over the years, but this is the first time they're going to do a complete renovation of the roof. So it's very important we preserve that.
Do you have any memories of that place from growing up?
I lived about six houses down when my kids were very young, so they would play in the yard there a little bit. They thought it was, if you look at the size of the mansion and all the details of the mansion, they always liked playing around it, climbing up the stairs, sitting on the porch, all those things. That's probably the best I have.
Well, and the county pays well over about $100,000 a year for that place. Some may say, well, why are my tax dollars supporting an old building?
Yeah, it's our Howard County Museum. It's historic preservation. It is reminding people of our history. I can't think of a better way for our tax dollars to be spent than preserving what makes us unique and something that will tell our story to future generations. So I would defend that to the end.
I see City Council moving along here to approve a tax abatement for the lofts, which are right there across the street. I am not well versed on this, so I was hoping maybe you can just fill me in a little bit on, to me, usually you hear about tax abatements before it's built.
We talked about it, I think, before. This was just the actual process of getting meeting the timelines. And it was a three-year abatement, an incremental abatement. So the first year, which would have actually been last year while they were under construction, this time last year. So the value was substantially less anyway because it was just a construction project. But they pay zero, second year 33%. Third year 66%, and then of course then they pay their full taxes, and that's part of what we've had to do. This is downtown luxury apartments in Kokomo. This was our first stab at it, so we had to give a little bit of an incentive to make sure that the developer would feel comfortable making that investment. So.
And it's interesting because the parking garage is below it, but that's owned by the city.
Yes.
And so does that make it interesting in coming up with property tax for something that's kind of not on the...
I would hope it wouldn't be too difficult. Obviously, that's the assessors have to do that. I would hope it's a pretty much a clean... they're able to separate. If you can separate parcels vertically, I would hope they're able to do that horizontally as well. So I don't know.
It's just interesting to me,
No, that's good. I mean, but a lot of buildings are subdivided. You can think of some offices and things that are maybe two floors owned by one business and another floor. So hopefully they can figure it out.
Now, in another interesting development, I see that a parcel of land was it donated to the city next to the YMCA?
That was part, you talking about on the backside of the new YMCA?
Yeah, and something about that, if that parcel combined with the others that the city owned looking for potential development there.
Okay, that's the old YMCA.
The old YMCA.
The old YMCA was donated to the Redevelopment Commission controlled by the city, and that just happened, as well as there was a former law office that was donated to the Y a couple of years ago, so that parcel is included in that, so we can kind of package that as for whatever means, for whatever use we can, or anyone's interested in, and it gives us a little more land base and a little bit more of a structure to it, so we can at least have a few more options. So we're starting to put that out and talking to developers on what they think that may eventually become. It's a beautiful building, the old YMCA. It wasn't quite built for today's physical fitness type of YMCA. It was built as transition housing with a couple of gyms and some places for athletic training. So we think it could be reused as a mixed use development or something along that line.
Any early bites from developers, or too early right now?
We've had two or three that have, only one that's made two trips back to look at it, but there's some interest.
A couple of weeks ago, we had an announcement kind of going now, a little bit of broader scope here from the White House over the transgender bathrooms. From previous reports, we know your stance on LGBT issues and how some of the community reacted to the ordinance that Kokomo passed. Just your reaction to those directives from the White House.
Well, it's interesting. It's funny when I hear our state leaders, including our governor, he continues to criticize any direction from the state or from the federal government, and including challenging on whether it be air quality or things like this. And they said that should be a state's issue. And I'm not sure I trust our state to make that decision. I personally would much, I trust the leadership in Washington, D.C., at least on that issue, at least in the administrative end, because I don't think they have a personal bias. I don't think the president has that personal bias and that agenda that I see at the state. But I can report from here, since we've passed our LGBT ordinance, the fears and the concerns, they haven't come to fruition as of yet. We haven't had one complaint of someone being discriminated against, and we haven't had the concerns of predators lurking in the restrooms and things. So we haven't, the two biggest concerns at this point have not come up. So they made it seem like there was this huge concern and we should all be fearful, it's been the opposite. It's been kind of the same as business as usual.
And I see you have a mayor's night Wednesday night, so if people want to come see you, they're more than welcome.
Yeah, we do. We have done this. This is our ninth year. We do this every quarter. We try to go one night in City Hall, one night outside of City Hall, and this is a chance for our residents. We have all the department heads here, so they can talk to the person that directly who may. That they may have a question about. And it could be about their sewers, it could be about a street light, their trash pickup, something in the parks, or it could be city finances. And so we try to have people there, every department head, and we usually do. It's just an open forum, come talk, casual. And a lot of times it's just people with coming to us with suggestions as a much, probably more so even than complaints. But it's the opportunity, and it's kind of just for an hour come and we'll direct you to the right department. So.
And you had a special presentation last night that went really well. You want to tell us about that?
We had Jeff Speck, who is an urban planner, has authored many books, including Walkable City. And he came here through an invitation from Indiana University Kokomo and our Greater Kokomo Economic Development Alliance, did a presentation, had a small meeting with some our executive committee on the alliance, did a walking tour yesterday of downtown Kokomo, did his presentation last night and a book signing, and then met with some community leaders again today, and really kind of talked about the things we were doing right, some suggestions for improvements, and maybe what the next steps were. But I think he really kind of showcased the business model as to why taking out stoplights when possible, going to two-way streets, creating that walkable, dense downtown area is good business and is good economics for local communities.
So I hear the deputy mayor is retiring.
Yes, Randy McKay, who has worked in our administration for quite some time, first official deputy mayor of the city of Kokomo, is retiring on June 3rd. Randy, I joke that Randy failed retirement the first time he tried it. Which is why he came and worked here. He had retired from the United Steelworkers as an international representative, and a sub-district director. And after a short time, decided he couldn't handle the retirement lifestyle and came back and came to work for the city of Kokomo. And he's also still the president of the Board of Works, and he's going to continue in that capacity. So he'll still be involved in city activities, but this frees him up to hopefully enjoy his retirement. So we'll be announcing pretty shortly here his replacement and how we're going to transition that. But we're excited for him. It's great for him personally. I get it. he's a hard worker. Anyone that knows him, he cares about the community, and more importantly, his passion has proven and shown him to do a great job.